This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, Miracle Method, and Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Happy New Year's Eve. We got a packed show, abbreviated show. We got exciting Blackhawks hockey coming up at 11:30. So we are got a hard out at 11:30. Throw it over to Joe Brand for pregame. But we're packed, stacked, and ready to roll. Start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here for 90 minutes to help you with any type of New Year's resolutions you have regarding your home. This is your last show of the year, folks. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Bring it on. We've got in studio Rich Dykstra Sr. and David Haas on the phone calling. And then later in the show, we've got Mike Houston's going to be talking a little roofing later on in the show and trying to get a hold of Stephen A. Leahy talking about IRS tax challenges. But let's start the show with the prettiest and oldest man in the studio, Rich Dykstra Sr. How are you, young man?
I'm doing just fine, David. Thank you.
What are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about we made it through the first polar vortex, and that usually gets everybody riled up that their furnace isn't working. And we get out to a house. It's sad when we go out at night on an overtime call, and it's a dirty filter.
Oh.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. Change your filters. Get your furnaces clean, please.
How many times have you said that?
Oh, 100 times.
Right. More than
100
that.
100 times.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have a video on your website where our listeners could go to find out, number one, where their filter is.
Yep.
Number two, how to remove the filter. I know this sounds, you know, redundant right. to some that have checked it. You know, how to remove it, how to check to see if it's time for a replacement, and where to go, and you talk about right. where, you know, where to go to get new filters and how to then reinsert them right. back into your furnace.
It's very simple. One thing, the filters have an arrow on them that say airflow. The arrow points to the furnace, not away from the furnace.
Got it.
So it's a very simple thing to do.
And you can buy it at any big box store?
Home Depot, Menards, Ace Hardware. Yeah.
$8, $10, $12,
$20? Oh, no, not even. Don't get the real high-density pleated filters because they'll plug up. They do their job.
Okay.
They'll catch all the dirt, but they get plugged up so quick that you have to change them, and those are $30 a piece.
So a $5 or $8, $10
yeah,
filter.
Yeah. You can go with the pleated, but just not the real heavy
okay.
pleated.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, where do they go?
They go to 1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
David Haas, Miracle Method. What are we talking about today, my
hey,
friend?
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Well, happy to be back with you, Rich, too. I'm going to tell ya, you, know, you got me going on the humidity levels.
Yeah.
I made sure everything's 35% in the house when I left last month. But we had a great show, and I wanted to talk more about those jetted tubs to fiberglass, or those fiberglass
yes.
jetted tubs to convert them to soaker tubs.
They're doing my tub.
Really?
Yeah.
We went down and checked out Rich's place, and we got him on the schedule next 2 weeks.
Two weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
I want to talk about he was going to go to your sister's house to look at a transition as well.
Yeah. They did that and gave him a price, so they got to figure it out.
Okay. Got it. I was on vacation down in Mexico. We just got back, went down for a week, came back, and there were jets in the bathtub in the hotel. And all I kept thinking about was, no shot am I getting
Do
in that.
Do they clean that?
Can you imagine what type of biological chemistry exam, you know, experiment is going on in those jets in gigantic resort with 2,000-4,000 people? I just got the willy. I walked in there, I looked at him like, and I remember back to your conversation on the air how disgusting that is.
Yeah.
LG Farms.
Yeah.
I think it'd go international, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Who uses jets in their bathtubs anymore?
I don't see a lot of people using them. And if you
I
do use them,
I could see a whirlpool outside, where our listeners go and do a 4 or 2 or 6 or an 8 foot. I got a bunch of friends that did that are into hot tubs.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the hot tub. They're totally different, right?
Totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, so you really, I mean, it's really a lot of maintenance. So for those listeners out there that do have those tubs, that we'd like to check them out and help you and educate you on what we can do.
If you've got a bathtub with jets in it and you're still using it as a whirlpool, well, that's a brand, as a jacuzzi?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you're sitting there, right? You're just like the bubbles going, I think. Some people, I think it's really popular.
If you still have that in use, please call. Yeah, please call. I'd love to hear. I don't know anybody that uses that anymore. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Here you go. Did he just say arrows point away from the furnace?
No, pointing to the furnace.
So you did not say pointing away.
Not away. I said don't have them point away. The arrow goes to the furnace.
So what direction does the arrow point into the furnace?
It points to the furnace, David.
Into the furnace.
Into the furnace.
So as you're looking at the furnace, the arrow goes into the furnace. The arrow
points
goes in
to
first.
The furnace. Points to the furnace.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's clear and make sure everything is good to
did
go.
Did I say it's to the furnace?
To the furnace. That's,
okay. Just want
to. So
sure.
You look at the furnace. There's an arrow. The arrow goes in first.
Right.
How do we do?
It doesn't go in first. It points to the furnace.
It points to the furnace.
Right. Left to right, right to left, whatever, to the furnace.
312-981-7200, 312-981. We'll bring Mike on. Hey, Mike, how are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are we going to be talking about later on in your segment?
I just want the customers to know, or the listeners to know, that we do supply emergency services and roofing services, even in this cold weather. Obviously, we're limited by Mother Nature to a point, but we are available.
Let's talk ice damming, too, and what our listeners could do to protect that, because that was big last year when we got the polar vortex came down, and it screwed up a lot of our listeners. They had ice growing inside of their houses. So I want to talk about that as well, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 7200. We found the one person, the one listener in the entire United States on the WGN mega band internet, everything, 50,000 watt clear channel blowtorch, who enjoys her hot tub. Sherry, how are you?
I'm great. I got to get you off my car phone here. I got to see how to do this.
That's all right. Drive safely. What part of Florida do you live?
Well, I live in Boca Raton.
All right, of course. Beauty. Boca Raton. My daughter goes to Lynn University down there in Boca Raton.
Well, I just passed it. I was at the gym, and I just passed it.
That's very nice.
So I love you. You crack me up. You inform me. But I'm 73 years old, and I work out all the time. And you know, when you get to be 73 and your body starts to, you know, do whatever it's going to do. I love my whirlpool. As a matter of fact, my friends are taking their tubs out and putting showers in. I went, no. Put the whirlpool in. Put it on hot. It's going to make your body feel so good. It relaxes your muscles. It's wonderful.
Well, hang on, Sherry. Rich, you're well past 73, so you're the only person in the studio right now that could understand what Sherry's talking about.
I understand it.
Sherry, is that a one-person or a two-person hot tub in Boca?
My husband and myself.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Rich, I was trying to get you to slide
in.
Yeah,
I'll stay in Chicago now.
And enjoy a hot tub with Sherry to see if it's really that exhilarating. How many times do you clean that thing, Sherry?
Okay. So I clean the tub.
Uh-huh.
You know, like we do that, you know, once or twice a week.
Uh-huh.
The jet, okay. I will say that I did clean the jet after a couple of years, and it's kind of gross. You got to also is disgusting.
Okay.
So now I know what you mean about if you go to a resort or anything, don't do it.
Don't do it.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Because I had a step-up one with a grab bar, and I sold that place. And I'm thinking if I get a new one installed somewhere else, how would you install a tub with a jacuzzi for an older person.
Ooh, you can't do it. I would think that would be challenging.
It's a bathroom remodel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have that skill in my...
You'd have to get a really big bathroom, Sherry, to have your tub, your jets in one area, and then a walk-in tub in another area. I guess if you're that concerned, it's probably time to do away with the jacuzzi or the whirlpool.
No, she wants to put in a tub.
Oh, she wants,
oh,
wants to put
one in. Oh, it feels so good. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing for, you know... For the muscles, it just really relax everything when everything's all nice and, you know, when everything is tight and you just come out of there and they're loose and you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. You want to expand upon that, Dave?
No arguing there, Sherry.
Well, Sherry, here's what we're going to do. We appreciate you calling from Florida. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. And what's the temperature down there? You guys above 50 degrees? Did you put the winter coats away?
I'm sorry, it's 82.
Yeah. All right. Thank
wow.
you. Well, on that, goodbye, Sherry.
Goodbye, Great Sherry. Talking.
Yeah.
Goodbye, honey. Bye.
Yeah. Tell him what you want for Mr. Floor. It's 82. Yeah. All right. It's okay. 28 yeah. in Northbrook. Take that.
Sherry's great. That's a great call because if she's using the tub regularly and really enjoys it, then right. Why would you convert
it? But she confirmed what you said.
Right.
That it was disgusting because nobody cleans the jets.
Right. And so you really, there's a lot of maintenance involved. And so seeing that people aren't willing to do some of that sometimes, that this conversion thing's a good play.
Okay. So I've got another one here. I'm getting texts now from the sorority and fraternity of jet lovers. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
I have determined that an easy step, 614 area code, no idea where that is, but I have determined that an easy step will be a good option for my parents. Okay. A lot of our listeners
yep.
are in that age group that they become their parents' parents to help them out. We are stuck on which style will be the best for them. What things should we consider before purchasing an easy step? So there you go. So we got a style question. I didn't know there were that many styles.
You know, there's really just two, and it's good to talk about here because there is the easy step, which is more traditional, what we talk about, that piece that I brought down, you know, years ago
yeah,
here.
Gigantic piece.
But there is another model that allows you to sort of, let's say, ratchet down with some speed knobs, a kind of a plug. So we cut that tub out, and we put that same style piece in, but it has an insert, which allows you to keep using that as a bathtub.
Okay.
And you could bathe grandkids, or you can, you know, sometimes there's one adult in the house that would need that cut, and there's another that does still like taking a bath. So there are two options, and to that listener, we can help answer that question and walk you through it and try some things out.
Do you have a design center that they could digitally do something like that online or no?
No, not. I would say this one is a lot more low tech than you need. I would show a couple before and after pictures, and we do have our showroom in Villa Park, which is off of Addison and North Avenue out there in Villa Park, west of here. And there you could come in and see it.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a good one, 847. Dave, we have a soaker tub with jets and a fireplace in our bathroom. My gosh.
Ooh, big bathroom.
Nice job. Love using the jets while in the fireplace, while the fireplace is on. Don't be such a wimp. You've never played in any dirt. Use the jets at home and use the jets at the resort. You'll like it. Use a previously used toilet, don't you? Happy holidays. Great show, Dave from St. Charles. There's the other side of that. Okay.
I like that.
You know, you got the cleaning crew coming in that might wipe the toilet seat down, Dave. They're not from St. Charles. They're not removing the jets and pulling the gook out there. 312-981-7200 out to Hoffman Estates. Paul, you've got a question for David Haas.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Good. What's up, bud?
Happy New Year.
Hey, I'm calling to find out the tile in my bathroom's in real good shape, but can you guys change the color?
Oh, the resurfacing instead of replacing, that's a service that you provide as well. So the
yes.
tile's in good shape. Not too thrilled about the pink and the avocado green or the gold, yellow tile from the 70s. What can you do to help yep. our listeners out in that situation?
Yeah. Hey Paul, how about tell me a little bit about the bathroom. So is it tile around the tub or is it around the whole room, the floor?
We got wet wall in the shower, and then it's tiled all around the wall.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it really doesn't matter the color, but we have a lot of different colors you can choose from. And again, we've got that showroom in Villa Park. We're more than welcome to have you visit there and pick, or we can come give you an estimate at your home.
How long does it take? How long is Paul going to be? Paul from Hoffman Estates going to be out of his to be able to use his shower in a day of application?
Yeah, this is a great question. This is one of the questions we get all the time, and why we're a good option over remodeling. But most projects are done between 2 and 3 days.
2 and 3 days.
Yeah.
So do you have to? Is it one application to let it dry, come back, apply another application? What's the process for Paul here if he's thinking about doing it?
You know, and so we'll get into the weeds just a little bit and say, depending on the number of colors that you choose. So if we did something like, some sort of gray on the walls and a darker color on the floor, then you're going to maybe add a day to that, and that would be like 3 days versus two. But the cleaning, prepping, masking, all the things that don't change color, that's key. And then as we get started with each of the steps, they just kind of follow in succession.
Hey, Paul, do you got another bathroom if that's a consideration that you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. We got another two bathrooms. You're good.
Okay. Or a large kitchen sink, or maybe a garden hose. It's a little cold.
Laundry tub.
Yeah, whatever works. Maybe go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm too big to take a car bath wash. In the kitchen sink nowadays.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like you're going to hop in there. It's like a sponge bath. I don't expect you. For the love of God, you're not a 6-month-old. So we did you used to wash your kids in the kitchen sink?
We did. Absolutely. When they were real small, yeah.
Absolutely.
I watched my wife do it because I didn't want to have anything to do with dropping my kid down the garbage disposal. Hey, Paul, hang on, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Everybody loves their jets now. I'm getting text messages. Saul and Barrington, you use a jet tub. How are you, buddy?
Okay, how are you? Happy and healthy New Year to you.
You too, bud. How many times a week do you use your jetted tub?
I use it at least once for sure, sometimes two times a week. It's my downtime. I go and I can sit in the tub for a couple hours and have the whirlpool going, and it's so relaxing reading a book or playing with the iPad. It's a really good really relaxing time for me, and it's really not hard to maintain. For cleaning it, all they have you do is you fill the tub, turn the jets down to a very low speed, and put some vinegar and a little detergent in it, and let it run for a couple of hours, and it's cleaned automatically then.
All right, you get a $400 electric bill, but other than that, it's clean. No, but at least he's got a maintenance schedule to clean his jets, which is very, very recommended.
And I'm absolutely not here to convince anybody to do it that likes it. I just want to share with folks that there are options. So we are absolutely happy to hear from people that are doing the right thing and taking care of it and keeping up on the maintenance, because it's going to last a lot longer when you do that.
Well, thanks for sharing your hot tub story, your jetted tub story with us. Saul from Barrington, happy healthy New Year to you. Pick up Saul and offer him a Mr. Floor cleaning product of his choice. We're going to break, so we're going to come back on the other side with Rich, and we'll come back to you later in the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number, best location, and how do they get more information about the easy step or doing the resurfacing instead of replacing? Mr. Haas.
Sorry, one more time.
he's answering emails from our listeners who are interested. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
I'm at 630-832-3000. I've got your number stuck in my head.
855-5060.
832-2250. It's 630-832-2250.
All right, we're going to
it gets worse, David.
Yeah, I know. Dave, how old are you?
I love it. I'm 40 this year.
My God.
Yeah.
A baby.
You better start doing some exercises.
I think
for
I just have
brain.
To pay attention. Puzzles. I think it's just paying attention.
Like, yeah, we're over here.
Yeah, yeah.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a guy up in Milwaukee wants a recommendation to replace his jetted tub. Do you go to Milwaukee?
Great. Yep, we have a franchise up there.
Okay, there you go, Joe in Milwaukee. We'll take care of you. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're throwing it over to Donnie in the nude room. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Before we throw it over to Rich, three pressing questions, David Haas.
Talk to me.
You will service the texter from Milwaukee.
I'll get them the information they need.
Franchise up there. Two, what's your phone number?
630-832-2250.
And we've got a lot of cleaning questions here, so you're not against... the jetted tubs. You're just
in no way
advising our listeners to make sure that they're clean.
It's education for the new year.
Exactly. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Rich Dykstra, Sr., I want to ask you a quick question because there's a lot of scumbags out there, a lot of scam artists out there. A furnace, okay?
Yes.
It's used 5 to 6 months out of the year.
Except for air conditioning.
Except for air conditioning, so it's the same unit.
Right.
Right? How long does a typical HVAC unit last? So if a technician comes out and says to a homeowner when it's 30 below with the wind chill and they're freezing their tchotchkes off and their furnace isn't working and they put it in 7 years ago, is there a need to replace that 7-year-old furnace, 10-year-old furnace, or 12-year-old furnace with another $7,000 unit, or can those units be repaired?
They can be repaired. There's no need. The minimum warranty on a heat exchanger is 20 years.
20 years.
20 years. Parts warranty, average now, is 10 years on parts.
Okay.
Labor usually is 1 to 2 years, but there's no need. According to the Gas Appliance Manufacturers Association, average life of a furnace is 17 to 19 years.
So if somebody says, comes out when it's 20 with the wind chill or 30, it's absolutely brutal cold out here like it was a week ago. Okay, it was crazy, right?
Yep.
And now we're in the 30s and we think it's balmy, right? And 2 days ago we were in the 40s and 50s. So welcome to Chicago winter. If we drop down, and we're going to drop down, you know we're going to drop down. And when it drops down and the furnace doesn't go on and all of a sudden you go from 74 to 64 to 54 and you're very cold in your house and you install the furnace, let's just keep this simple for our listeners, after 2013, you should easily not have, if a technician comes out and says you need to replace it, that is hogwash, that is garbage, that is pure BS.
Unless the furnace has been underwater, that's BS.
Okay, so that's a different thing. If your basement was flooded and your furnace is underwater because the warranty, it's got to go.
Yep.
Okay, so if you have a dry basement and you put a furnace in after 2013, we're going into 23, you should be able to easily replace whatever parts are on there that are defective that's not causing your furnace to heat your house.
Absolutely, and it should be under, a lot of times it'll be under warranty unless you didn't do the maintenance.
Okay.
Annual maintenance is required to keep a warranty in force.
Here's something else I want to throw out there. If the technician comes out, the guy or gal comes out, goes into your basement, goes into your attic, wherever you've got the furnace, opens the closet door, wherever you got the furnace, and you need ABC part. Will that ABC part typically be in the truck, or will they have to go and call it to have somebody run it out to them? You know, because everybody's got the vans.
Right.
What's in the vans? Are the vans stocked with the parts needed to replace every furnace?
Absolutely. Just about every furnace, we carry about $10,000 in inventory on each truck.
Okay.
So 9 out of 10 times, we will have a repair or replacement that we can put in.
And here's the other side to that question. If the sales technician or the service technician comes out and tries to sell you a furnace, okay, say, this furnace you put in 2015 is crap. Okay, it's gone, it's shot, put a bullet in it, you know, turn it into glue, whatever.
Yeah.
We gotta replace, we gotta tear out and replace. They'd have to go, they're not carrying a furnace in their van.
No, they're not.
They gotta go to a warehouse.
Gotta go to a warehouse, or they have to schedule it for an install, which could be a couple days away. And when it's cold, you don't want to wait.
Okay.
If that should happen to you, tell them thank you and get a second opinion.
Flip side is, if the technician that comes out, and you just said whatever part is needed should be in the van that they pulled up, and most, it's all, you know,
a lot of times it will be.
It will be a van. I'm just using that as a general statement.
Yeah.
If the technician, if the guy or gal doesn't have the part in his or her van, they would have to go back to, I assume, the same warehouse to get the part where the furnace is at to do the repair instead of replace on your existing furnace. Is that safe to say?
Safe to say. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and they, nowadays, they can, on a tablet, they've sent it into parts. Parts says either we have it or we don't. Here's where you have to go to pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple.
So somewhere within the Chicagoland metropolitan area.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Somebody's got it. You sent me to a place over by Palwaukee Airport or Executive, you know, Airport to get an air purifier during COVID. I was freaked out, wanted to keep our employees safe. I went to this place, never knew it was there, Dave. this thing size of a football field. You had trucks pulling in and out, and they had parts going out. It was unbelievable. So somewhere within the Chicago metropolitan area, somebody's got a small piece that you might need that they could get within 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, less than that.
Less than that.
Yep.
They could call their friend that works at another HVAC company. Hey, Tommy. Hey, Sally. I need part ABC123.
Exactly.
Can you swap it out until I get it from the supplier?
Yep. And we've already on new carrier equipment. If the part's not available, we'll take it off one in our warehouse to get the people running.
There you go.
And then the part will come into us, and we'll change it.
So there's no reason for our listeners to get suckered into or pressured into. And pressure meaning your house is 50 degrees, you're freezing your rear end off, you're wearing a winter jacket, you're wearing a hat, a winter hat, and gloves in your own home. We've all been there.
Sure.
Okay, if you've owned a home for more than 10 years, you've been there, okay? Yep. I've had it happen to me twice, okay? In my old house, it happened twice. What do? We got everybody in the living room, fired up the fireplace, which is one of the two or three times we ever used the fireplace. Looked real nice. And we had a little campfire out in front until the technician came at 2, 3 in the morning.
Yep.
Okay, but you do not need to replace and tear out something that's existing that was put in. Do you feel comfortable saying 2010?
Oh, yeah, 2010.
2010. So if you put in a furnace 2010 to after 2010, there is a part in the Chicago metropolitan area to fix it instead of replace it.
You bet. Okay. You bet.
All right, and the new furnace is how much now?
New furnace is about $7,000.
Seven, geez.
Yeah. Just for the furnace.
Prior to COVID, it was how much?
Probably 4 or 5.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember seeing signs on 53 heading down south to Oakbrook from Palatine. I'd be on 53. There'd be a sign, brand new furnace, $3,800, 0% financing. This was 2-3 years ago.
Right.
It was right by Arlington Park Racetrack there.
Okay.
And, you know, there'd be a billboard. It was, you know, one of your competition. But sure. I remember $3,800 a couple, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It's close to $7,000.
Yep.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That sign probably said starting at 30.
Yeah, probably said starting.
That's a furnace big enough to heat your garage. You
right,
know,
so. As you're driving by at 55 miles an hour, because, you know, I never speed.
I never speed.
Limit. All right, for our listeners, well, I think that's amazing information.
Yep.
You're going to come on. I'm hosting on the 2nd for Bob Surratt. I'd like to address this again during that show.
You bet.
Because we're going into, we got another 90 to 120 days of just some nasty crap.
Weather coming.
We know it. We live in Chicago. We know what's coming. We got 120 days. Every day that's a good day, like today, and I consider today a good day.
Yep.
Cross it off your calendar and say your blessings. It's one day closer to, you know, nicer weather, and we don't have to worry about walking around in winter jackets.
Nope.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they reach out?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Man, our listeners are still talking about. Go ahead.
See how he got that phone number?
He's
just showing me up. No cue cards, anything.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
Good.
There you go.
And he cares about his business, and he loves his wife. So those are two things you need to work on. 312-981-72. You see, I never forget. I love my wife and my kids. 855-56-DAVID. It just rolls off. So if you're a caring, warm-hearted person, David Hotch, you got to work on that.
You know, it's your beautiful view here. Right? I get too distracted looking out the window.
In all due respect, Dave was answering listeners' text questions that were coming in, and you were responding quickly while I was asking you a question. I thought you could dual-purpose that.
Like in a zone.
I thought I could, too.
Obviously, poorly.
I love it.
312-981-7200. Mike Houston. From Lindholm Roofing, coming up after the break, talking about how they could take care of you during the winter with your roofing challenges. We'll be back after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
He's like, I really want to see your system. And I'm like, all right, 20 minutes later, I really want to see your system. So like after the 8th time, I'm like, for love of God. So I took him in my basement. He was just having this personal event. I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited.
It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't, obviously rinse, not.
You know? To get older, it takes less time.
Yeah.
Then a cigarette and a back rub and you're all good.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy that excited about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Our guy hung up.
Nope.
I'm sorry. We had a guy out in Rochelle with a question for you. Okay, well, we're going to bring Mike on. Mike, hang tight real quick. I got a question here from Facebook, if I could get to it. My water heater is almost 20 years old and is making noises. I am sure it needs to be replaced. Where do I start? Order from Amazon and use a YouTube video to install? That's a joke. That's what they wrote. That's a joke. Okay. I need a plumber. I am guessing and need to find a new one. Thanks. I am in Jacksonville, Illinois. Donna in Jacksonville, Illinois.
Well, it's definitely time to replace your water heater. It's all filled with sediment. That's what it's like, a percolator coffee pot. I would find a licensed plumber and have them come and do it. Average price on a 40-gallon water heater out here is about $1,800 to $1,900 installed. Ooh. Yeah.
What's the lifetime of a water heater? 10 to 15, 20
years? 10 to 15 years.
10 to 15.
Yeah.
Well, Donnie got a good run there, girlfriend. Nice job.
Think it'd be less down in Jacksonville?
Could be. It depends on the water, hardness of the water.
Yeah.
309 texter wants to know, and this could be either one of us. Who is the obnoxious person who likes the sound of his own voice? That could probably be me.
I like it, too. I like my voice.
David, do you like your voice?
That could be me.
So, 309, you got to be a little more specific. I'm David Hochberg. This is my voice. Rich Dykstra.
I'm Rich Dykstra. That's my voice.
David Haas.
David Haas. Love the sound of my voice.
Okay. So, please specify which one of us you hate the most. 312-981. So Jack's like, why do you go after these people? And I'm like, because it's part who I am.
There you go.
It's what makes me me. I'm not going to take a shot like that. 312-981-7200. You got to come a little harder than that. 312-981-7200. Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. How are you, buddy?
You know, I kind of like the sound of my voice, too.
We like it.
So now you got another choice there, 309, to pick from. So which one annoys you the most? So, Mike, we're going into some rough weather. We already talked about it. Winds are picking up. Cold's coming. You throw in ice into the mix. That's not good on roofs. Can you help our listeners do a little preventative and have your name and number ready in case something goes wrong that has gone wrong in past winters? Can you explain what our listeners should look for?
So ice damming occurs when we have snow. It melts. It comes down the roof in the form of water. It freezes at the eaves in the gutter. The continuing meltage in the form of water has nowhere to go. It spreads sideways, builds up, and basically you're putting your roof, your house, in a bucket of water, and the roof is going to leak. A couple ways to prevent it. Obviously, a newer roof with better and newer ice shield and better cover is going to always help. Obviously, a combination of good insulation in the attic, good ventilation in the attic is always going to lessen the amount of ice that builds up by allowing the snow and ice to melt at a more even rate. Ice cables, heat cables, they're not the greatest option, but they certainly can help, especially in areas or issues that are just hard to battle against. But it's just going to happen. I mean, it's a matter of Chicago. It's not going to happen in Arizona or Florida. But here in Chicago, we get that type of reaction to the ice and snow melting and damming up at the gutter line. It's just insulation, ventilation, lowering the humidity sometimes in the house. I think Rich had mentioned earlier a good number to have your humidifier set at is 35%. That might be a little high sometimes, but it's a good number to have it at.
I'll tell you what, I felt like David Handyman here. I was at my sister-in-law's house for Hanukkah.
No?
Happy belated Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends out there. And her window was beating up with water. And I'm like,
which is an indication of humidifier being a little too high.
And I'm like, Lori, your humidifier is turned up too high. She's like, how do you know? I'm like, because I host a radio show on Saturday, and I have a group of experts that come in, and we just talked about this. And I took her downstairs, showed her humidistat. You'd be proud of me, Rich.
There you go.
Dialed it down a little bit, Mike, to get her in within healthy limits.
Yep. 35 is a max. So, you don't want any higher than that.
This was your cousin, you said?
This is my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law. She said, my cousin, you host a radio show?
Yeah. my cousin would probably be like, huh? And my sister-in-law, too. But Mike, what's your thoughts on heating cords, the heating coils, to keep ice off, the safety factor of it, and the practicality of those?
Okay, the safety factor, it's hard for me to gauge. Obviously, the heat cables that are installed outside are almost all UL approved, which they're designed for outside use. Some heat cables are self-regulating, where they'll only go on when they're sensing or surrounded by ice and snow. Quite frankly, in my opinion, when you zigzag them on a roof, they're kind of unsightly. As far as safety, again, UL approved means they're protected or thermally
tested,
they're protected. They've been inspected, they've been approved, they're good products. Again, can you use them? Yeah, why not? Will they help? They cannot hurt. You could keep ice out of your gutters or lessen the amount of ice and snow that builds up in the gutters by utilizing heat cables. You just got to get an electrician to put in a proper GFI outlet outside so that if they do, by some chance, short out, and they can, I'm sure, that the breaker on the GFI breaks or blows, if you will, and you know it.
So my question is this. Can you just do them in the gutters instead of on the roofs? So I get your point that it's not the most aesthetically pleasing sight having coils up there, but can you just do it in the gutters where nobody's going to see inside your gutters that are up 15, 20, 30 feet up in the air?
Yes, you could do them in the gutters and drape them, if you will, down the downspouts and, you know, lessen the amount of ice buildup in the gutters, lessen the amount of ice buildup in the downspouts. You absolutely can just do them in the gutters and downspouts.
Do you install it or do you work with electricians that do the work?
We install them, but I oftentimes do recommend to people that want them, if they don't have an exterior outlet, that some electricians will install a closed system heat cable where they have a switch on the inside, or it's connected to a thermostat, or it's connected to some switch, rotary dial, whatever, so that they can turn them on, turn them off, or they automatically go on.
That's awesome. I think in this day and age, you could do everything. You could turn lights on and off. You could look at security cameras on your phone. It would be awesome if you're on vacation and we have that, you know what hit us
cold
last week,
yep.
Right? And then all of a sudden, you just flip on the heating coils. I'm sure there's got to be a timer on them that you could set them for however long it's going to be below zero. Just melt and keep it melted while you're on vacation so you don't have a challenge when you come home.
Yep.
All right.
You could set them to a thermostat, and electricians know how to set them to thermostats. When the temperatures get below freezing, they automatically go on, whether there's snow and ice on the roof, but you can't control that when you're down in Florida.
Yeah.
And we get 6, 7, 8 inches of snow here in Chicago.
That's a great tip. And you install these once again, right?
We install the ones where there's already a GFI outlet outside, or we recommend a GFI outlet, or the homeowner is going to take an extension cord, which we do not recommend, and plug in an extension cord to an outside electric source and then plug it into the plug for the heat cable that extends out of the gutter or out of the downspout. We do not install closed system, meaning it's hot wired. I don't even know if that's the correct term, but there's no plug. They just go into an electric source. They do not plug or unplug. They just go into an electric source and then go up the gutter, downspout, or up the downspout into the gutter, on the roof, however they get routed.
All right. We got 15 seconds before I got to throw it over to Kleppen. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, how do they do that?
1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337, or LindholmRoofing.com.
All right, bud. Happy, healthy New Year to you and your family. We'll talk to you next year. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Donnie, we're throwing it over to you in the newsroom, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I left this texter for Stephen A. Leahy. 708, Steve. Ken from Berwyn. Dave, please play Duck, Duck, Goose. It would be so much fun to hear you guys running around in a circle. Ken from Berwyn. Is there some encrypted thing going on in that text, attorney Stephen A. Leahy?
It sounds to me like there is, David, but nobody hit me to that, dude.
Okay. I just want to throw that out there. And would you be qualified as one of the obnoxious people on the radio who likes to hear his own voice? Would you?
I don't like my own voice, Dave. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I do.
Of course you do.
First, I want to tell everybody a happy new year. It is that time of year.
Happy Healthy New Year, everybody. Thanks for the reminder, Attorney Stephen Lee.
Yeah, well.
So I got a question for you. I wanted to. You're going to be coming on the show January 2nd that I'm hosting for Bob in the morning and talking about bankruptcy. But I want to talk to our listeners who own businesses. What are some mistakes that our listeners make towards the end of the year that they still have 13 hours to try to correct with the IRS to get something in? What should our listeners be aware of so they don't blow their foot off and go into 23 with bigger messes?
Well, you know, the whole thing is about tax planning. It does really take the whole year to plan, right? You can't come in 13 hours before and think it's going to change that much. Now, you can spend a lot of money. I always tell people, you know, if your business spends all the profit, there is no profit. You don't get taxed. But people don't like to live that way, right? They want money. So, but again, most of the time you have to plan ahead. And 13 hours left, very little you can do now, right? But you can wait, but worry about next year.
All right. That's so what should our listeners who are business owners and who are not business owners, who are just W-2'd employees, what should they be thinking of to get prepared so they don't make the same mistake next year that they might have made this year, not being as prepared as you're going to make them?
Well, you know, business owners really have a lot of options. W-2 employees, not too much, right? You're going to make the IRS is going to take your money, and you're going to have to pay your taxes. And you don't get a lot of deductions. That's why they changed the law some years ago, right? So they make it so most people aren't itemizing anymore, and so you're going to pay. But business owners, on the other hand, they have a lot of options. And the biggest option I tell people is make sure that your business is structured correctly. So now with the additional IRS agents out there for audits, you want to avoid an audit. One way to do that is to get your business deductions off of your personal tax return. And I think that's a big mistake that most business owners make, is that they do these LLCs and they put all their business income and expenses on their personal tax return, and that's a big red flag to the IRS.
What about investing in 401ks and IRAs? Is that something that our listeners, that you recommend our listeners do to prepare for the future and move some of that income off of their taxable side?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what, you know, the one way you can reduce your income is take that money pre-income and put it into a 401k. And then you're not going to pay taxes on it. And the whole idea is later when you retire and that money, your income is down, so you won't pay as much taxes on that money when you start taking it out. And that's when you pay taxes on that. But it does lower your income now, and that's huge. And people all should be putting money in 401ks.
And that money grows tax-free, right, Counselor?
Yes. Well, you mean you pay tax when you take it out.
Right. But I was always told that the sooner you start, the more money you'll have at the end, and you hope to, you know, be in a lower tax bracket when you retire.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite books, like The Wealthy Barber. I don't know if you ever heard of that book, but they talk, you know, it talks about that, put money away early, and that's, you know, if I only knew then what I know now, David.
Exactly. You'd probably put ketchup on your hot dogs if that's it.
I want to say, I remember when you went before you were a drive time radio host.
Exactly. Well, it's part time, very, very part time, and every appearance is teetering on my last appearance. So you're going to be joining me on the 2nd, talk about bankruptcies and Chapter 7, Chapter 13, because as you know, as a bankruptcy attorney as well as an IRS radio answer man that handles IRS challenges, that January is the number one month for filings of bankruptcies as well as divorce.
It is, and you know, and one of the reasons why I still help people with bankruptcy is that's one of the few ways to solve IRS problems, right? There's only six ways, and a lot of IRS people don't tell you this, but bankruptcy sometimes is the fastest, easiest way to get rid of tax problems.
What about death?
Debt? Oh, for sure, debt. Yes.
No, and death. D-E-A-T-H.
Oh, debt. Oh, well, that, I just had this now, you know, and I have some clients that just passed, and I had to tell the IRS. They got the ultimate discharge, right?
Right.
They can't claim. What do I have to do? What are they going to do? They can't come after you.
That's right. Right. So is it now 7 instead of 6? Did I just add one?
Yes.
Okay. See, you're very welcome from a marketing major. Didn't go to law school. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Leahy, counselor, how do they reach out to you, buddy?
Call me, 312-664-6649. Always happy to answer any questions from you.
All right. Happy, healthy new year to you and your beautiful wife and your two great kids.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, brother. Talk to you later, buddy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, come back with text questions for both of you guys. These are great. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Last 10 minutes of the show towards the end of the year here. We're breaking early for Blackhawks hockey. Dave, we got a lot of text messages regarding how to clean a jacuzzi. I'm just going to read this one. This is from a texter. I don't move into a home unless there's a jacuzzi tub with heater installed. One or two person. If not, I put one in. Okay. Or replace with a new one. Here's how this individual, Nick, cleans his tub. Clean with 2 cups of bleach and full tub of water just above the jets. 10 minutes, wipe out, done. Happy New Year, Nick. So there you go.
Another possibility.
We're not recommending this. This is just what one of our texters said in 630. We have another text for you, Dave. Can you please discuss how long it takes to resurface a bathroom? So you mentioned earlier about going over perfectly good tile that was not suitable color for the listener.
Yep.
What's the time frame to do that?
Yep. So most projects are done within 2 to 3 days, but of course we'll walk you through the process and determine what you need to do. Bathtubs, 1.5 days. Bathtubs with tile, 2 days.
So under 3 days.
Typically.
Typically. Yeah. 2 to 3. Yep. 1 to 3 days.
Yep. Yep.
All right. 312. David, I just want to tell you that I have a first generation high efficiency furnace. It's an Amana, and it still runs beautifully. It's maintained annually, and it's had probably 2 motors and 3 glow plugs since August of 1990. What is a glow plug, and how impressive is that, Rich Dykstra?
You can tell he took care of it. It's a glow plug is a hot surface igniter. It gets glows bright red and ignites the burners.
Okay.
And as if you maintain it, that's the testament to maintenance. If you take care of it, it's going to last you longer.
All right. Is there any value from a 630 texter? Is there any value in draining your water heater as a yearly maintenance prevention?
If you do it from the day you install it, yes. Otherwise, forget about it.
Why?
It just, there's no need. It won't do any good.
Okay.
Won't do any good. If you're in a hard water area, absolutely drain it once a year. But if not, if you're on Chicago water, there's no need.
Lot of text messages regarding humidity levels. Good morning. Can you please go over the humidifier setting? Seems like I'm always adjusting due to the temperature changes so drastically, waking up in the mornings and it's dry. But here, a lot of these, so you've got older systems that don't have the smart thermometers, and the newer system, like my system's got a smart thermometer that you could read where it is and adjust it automatically. Go
right.
ahead.
Keep it on the older style. You'll go nuts trying to adjust it every time the temperature goes up and down. Leave it set at 30, 35 max. Just leave it there, and it'll be fine for the winter.
Is there a percentage on the humidistat, on the humidifier, sorry, or is it just low to high?
On the controller, it does have, usually has a little sticker next to it that tells you when it's 10 below, set it here.
Oh, nice.
When it's 5 below, set it there, but leave it set at 30, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't adjust it up and down.
It's the Chicago way, right? A 30-degree temperature swing. Just every other day here.
And two, if you see condensation on your windows, turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all.
312-981-7200. To that point, Stephen Morton, you've got a question for Rich Dykstra Sr.
Yes, we just got a new humidifier put on our first. I don't think there's any kind of a guide on there. Just like, I think it's just a slider on there, and I'm not certain how to set it. I guess we need to get one of those things that my father had when I was a kid with a the temperature and the barometer. David would like that, and in the humidifier, just to see what my percentage is. Is that how I should do it then?
Yeah, you can pick one of those up at Ace Hardware for like $10. It'll take 24 hours for it to settle into your house, but it'll give you a reading on your humidity. Some of the new humidifiers now have outdoor sensors. Like an April Air, we'll have an outdoor sensor that'll automatically set the humidity in the house. So you got to see which one.
Our local utility down here is offering these new a Nest thermometer for free, and so we've got one of those ordered. Will that tie into it, or is that? The guy thought maybe it was our system didn't have the right kind of wires.
It probably won't. It probably won't tie into it. The new furnaces and that they're more forgiving. They'll adapt to a Nest.
Why did you groan?
We have a lot of service calls because of Nest thermostats.
Okay.
The Ecobee thermostat is a lot better stat.
Ecobee?
Ecobee. Ecobee is the brand. The Nest is, we've seen, it's not compatible with a lot of units. And you end up, it's turning on when it's not supposed to. It's not turning on when it's supposed to. So it's we haven't had a whole lot of luck with the Nest thermostats.
Are you getting it for free, you said, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, as long as he's not paying for it.
Well, then you get what you pay for.
Right. That's fine. So, he should run to see if he's one of the lucky ones.
Right, use it. Take it and use it.
Sure. Because it could be compatible with some of what you're saying.
And as a backup plan in the event that is free Nest, N-E-S-T?
N-E-S-T.
His free Nest that's being installed by his local utility company doesn't satisfy his needs. You would recommend what again?
An Ecobee 4 or 5.
Ecobee 4. And those are at any box?
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that, Steve? You good?
That's fantastic. I enjoy your guys' show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And we enjoy hearing your voice on the radio as well. And you're not obnoxious, so you won't qualify for
nice voice.
Your previous texts, comments. But hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. All right, we've got literally on the button here 3 minutes before we got to throw it over to Joe Brand for exciting Blackhawks hockey. He's doing the pregame show. Great young broadcaster. I recommend everybody stay tuned to that show. Even if you don't like hockey, he's awesome. He gave me $20 before the show to say all these nice things.
Let's go, Hawks.
All right, David Haas, you got a minute to say goodbye and educate our listeners. Last show of the year, buddy.
Yeah, thanks so much, and thanks for inviting me down again. I love coming down here for New Year's Eve. And you can get a hold of us at miraclemethod.com/WGN. I was holding out that one for you, Dave. You can't forget that one. miraclemethod.com/WGN or 630-832-2250.
Real quick, another text you just came in. Does Miracle Method offer financing options?
We do have financing options, absolutely. So we'll just, we can run that for you when we come visit you.
All right. And your typical job, a bathroom to resurface a bathroom?
Less than $2,000.
Less than $2,000.
Yeah. So tub and tile, less than $2,000. If you get into kind of the whole bathroom, maybe a little bit up from there. But
okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Phone number one more time.
630-832-2250.
Wanted to give you the chance to shine.
I appreciate it.
Completely crashed with that number at the beginning of the show. Rich Dykstra Sr.
Yes.
Thank you for coming down today. I appreciate it. If our listeners want to reach out to you, well, here, what nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners on the last show of the year?
Change your furnace and clean it.
Filter.
It'll save you a lot of money. Change the filter. Correct.
Change the filter.
Filter.
And the arrow goes?
To the furnace, pointing to the furnace.
To the furnace. If our listeners want to, do you guys have financing options?
Oh, absolutely. We've got all kinds of packages for you.
All right. So if our listeners need one in anything, any furnace that's well-maintained, that was put in after 2010, should need to be repaired instead of replaced.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I hope we leave our listeners with that nugget of knowledge. And you're going to be on the show on January 2nd, calling in, giving some tips as well. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right. This is David Hochberg. I got to do this real quick. I forgot to mention this. CoffeeForCause.org. Coffee for Cause. Coffee for Cause. Coffee, C-O-F-F-E-E, number 4, cause.org. We're doing the Vestathon on February 18th. Met with Alderman O'Shea and his team and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. We raised $250,000. We hope to do the same this year. The entire show is going to be dedicated to the Vest-a-thon on February 18th. So go to coffee, the number 4cause.org, all one word. Order coffee from there. Click on the Vest-a-thon. A portion of that, of your buy goes, of your purchase goes towards a donation to the Vest-a-thon. And also, Catch 35 on Sunday and Monday, say Vest-a-thon. A portion of that tab goes towards the Vest-a-thon as well. I want to thank everybody for listening this year, supporting the show. I want to thank everybody that didn't like the show and couldn't stand our voice for listening anyway and texting in all your wonderful comments. I wish everybody a happy, healthy, and most importantly, safe new year. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Happy New Year, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, Miracle Method, and Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.